This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, I am just, I can't even tell you how thankful I am that God has allowed me to broadcast now again in 2021. How fun is that? And not only that, but I get a chance to share with you something God has provided to the Truth Network for 2021 that really one of the most exciting things I've been involved with a while. And we have Pastor Dwayne Carson with us. He has just started a feature that is going to be running on the whole Truth Network. It's going to be running on WTRU, but it's not going to be on in CRU and DRU. But it is going to be on in TRU, and it's called Date the Word, and he is the head of school at Salem Baptist Christian School. And again, his new radio feature is Date the Word. So welcome, Pastor.
Hey, I am so glad to be here. Happy New Year to all you listeners. And I'm hoping that as we go through today, we're going to get a great burden to date the Word.
It is really, really cool. It started yesterday with James 1:1, and so you're going to find out what dating the Word means. So it was the first, right?
Yes.
Book of James, and it was also the first chapter. So yesterday was the first day of 2021 and the first chapter. So we're going to get to do that, a lot of that coming up today. And second up, I have Diane Moshera. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
All right. So, and she, this is like a poster child for Kingdom Pursuits, because the name of the show, as you may know, Diane, is How Does God Take Your Passion and Use It to Build the Kingdom? Well, here's a lady who's got a passion for horses. So if you got a passion for horses, you're going to love this show. But she wrote a book that just came out. It's called The Horses of Second Wind Farm, Their Lives, Our Lessons. So I understand you kind of see God through your horses, Diane.
Yes, that's correct. Lots of love comes through them, and God can definitely speak through anything that you have a passion for.
Well, you know, he rides one.
Yeah. He's going to come back and get us on one.
So I'm pretty sure he's a horseman. I'm just saying. You know, I don't know if everybody, I was just sitting there thinking, man, I know somebody else loves horses. And so we're going to get to that. But, you know, it's Rob, you know, it may be 2021, but I still have my jokes / riddles. So I hope you all are ready for this. So
hope you're ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So speaking of the week after Christmas, there's a list out for the top five new toys that were sold for Christmas 2020. Have you?
Oh, no. That's
there are five new toys that came out for 20 that are just been huge. The top ones. So you haven't seen that, Bethany?
No, no. I normally love lists like that.
Okay, and on this list, actually, I got to admit, one of them is completely original, made up by me. Bethany thinks she can know by how much I laugh at the different ones.
Normally, that's what it is.
So here you go. Number one on the list, but it's actually number five on the list. Okay, so it's the first one I'm going to say, but it's number five. The Play-Doh Mask Maker. You know, it's just, you can make your own mask with Play-Doh.
Uh-huh.
It's not a bad idea. Quarantine Barbie Dream House.
Quarantine Barbie Dream House.
Yeah, there you go. I love this one, too. Socially Distanced Twister. That's pretty good. How are you going to get that done? I'm just saying. Socially Distant Twister.
Can I vote now?
Not yet. Junior Vaccinator.
Junior Vaccinator.
Wow.
And, of course, it does come down to number one at some point. So, from what I understand, Bethany, you had to get there like 4 a.m. and wait in a 6-hour line at Walmart to get this bad boy. It's called Tickle My Brain Elmo. comes a little cotton swab. You can stick up Elmo's nose.
Oh, yeah. Tickle my brain now. Okay. Based on the laugh, number one is yours.
Oh, you guessed it.
I knew it, and you made it number one. I knew you would.
Because it is way funnier than any.
Well, to you.
Well, if you've had a COVID test, the little lady comes out and says, I'm going to tickle your brain.
Tickle
you know,
your
and that's
brain.
What she did. So I thought tickle my brain Elmo was perfect.
Yes.
It was cute.
So to get to the actual riddle for today, we have a riddle. So Pastor Carson's verse for today, or excuse me, first for yesterday, since it was the first day of the year, was James 1:1. So from your perspective, and there are no wrong answers ever in the history of Kingdom Pursuits since I've hosted it, but from your perspective, who was James?
That's a riddle. Who was James?
Who was James? This James, the James that wrote James. The James that wrote the book of James. And so you call us, and we got something for you. 866-348-7884. Isn't it tickle my brain, Elmo? But go ahead, Beth.
We got a big, long cotton swab. But we're also going to throw in, God, we got so many nice things in the Truth Prize Closet. T-shirts and books and, you know, devotions. It's really, it's great. Anything we grab will be good.
So, thank you. That is awesome. All you got to do is call us with that answer. Who is James? I'm really curious on what you think. I really, really am. So I'd love to hear your answer, even if you don't want to win a prize.
Yeah, because they could give four or five things.
Yeah.
Great descriptions of him throughout the Bible.
866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, Pastor, what is the verse for today?
Well, like yesterday, I have 66 different options.
Oh, really?
1-2 goes all the way through the Bible. And I went with 3 John 1:2 today because as we go into this new year, it is a wish, if you will, a best wishes for someone. As John says, I pray, friends, I pray that you would prosper and be in good health just as your soul prospers. And I chose that verse. We're in a pandemic and we need to be praying for people to be healthy. But the idea of prospering, it has the idea of one being on a journey that goes really well. And here we are on a journey. That's what life is. And so John says, I want to begin my letter, this third letter, with I'm praying for you, my friends, that you're going to have a fruitful journey and that you'll be in good health. And I saw one commentary said it really speaks of like one of having a really good career, a really good career. And as you think about the earthly career, John's saying, I want your earthly career to be like your heavenly career. It's going to be incredible as your soul prospers. So I went with 3 John 1:2 today.
That's absolutely wonderful. So I'm very, very curious, Diane, how did you get the idea for this book? Or is this a God story? All of a sudden you just felt like this is where it was going? Can you tell us about that call?
It's definitely a God story. I was sitting at a conference, a Christian conference, about a year and a half ago. And at the end of the conference, the pastor asked anybody who was interested in writing a book to stand up. Well, I stood up because my daughter has a huge interest in books, and she's written short stories that have been published. So I thought I would stand up, accept the blessing for her, and then pass it on. Well, the blessing stuck to me, and about 6 months later, God started downloading what he wanted written in this book. And what's in the book is stories about each of different horses that provide, I think, true lessons for us in life. Sometimes life gets complicated, but the answers to complicated things are often just very simple.
Wow. Wow. So can you give us a some with some horse flesh on it? So No horsing around now on today's show. I'm just kidding. So we'll be back. I'm sorry. The break music came right in there, Diane, when we were just fixing to just trot off on this whole idea. But I know you're out there thinking, who is James exactly? Well, we need your answer. 866-348-7884. We got so much more coming up. Stay tuned.
January 1st. Our verse for 1-1 is James 1-1. James writes, as he introduces himself, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. What an incredible introduction of oneself. James, instead of saying, I am the Lord's half-brother, he opens up with, I am a bond servant. As you go into this year, how do you describe yourself? A bond servant is one who says, I have surrendered all to God. I challenge you on this new year, 1-1, say to the Lord, here am I, your bond servant.
So there you have. Welcome to Kingdom Pursuits. Today, how does God take your passion and uses it to build the kingdom? And you just heard Pastor Dwayne Carson is the head of school at Salem Baptist, but his new feature on the Truth Network, especially WTRU, is Date the Word. And, you know, how fun is that? So plus, if you listen closely, there are some hints in the answer for the riddle today, which you can call in and win. We have plenty of stuff for you. 866-348-7884-866-34-TRUTH. And I'd love to have a discussion with you on, you know, who you think James was, really. I think that's cool. The guy who wrote the book of James.
Yep.
And we also have with us Diane Moshira. And she's the author of The Horses of the Second Wind Farm, Their Lives, Our Lessons. And when we left our hero, Diane, unfortunately, we cut her off in mid-stride. So... Again, I really am curious. So if I'm understanding what you're saying, plus I read the stuff that about your book, that you've taken these different horses. Like I can't relate so much to the horses, but I can relate to dogs I've had in my life, right? That all had unique personalities. And so you've taken these horses and how they dealt with certain things in their life, and you saw God in that somehow, and you've interpreted that through the Bible or through your faith somehow?
Yes. And if you don't mind, I'd love to share one of the stories.
We would just love for you to do that. Yeah.
Is the horse's name is Small Town, and he is actually one of my husband's roping horses. He's a performance, highly trained, highly tuned horse. And so he's kind of one of those get it done kind of fellas. Well, I was sitting at a 4-H meeting with my son one evening, and a mother approached me for riding lessons for her daughter. Well, I just hadn't given riding lessons at that point in my life, and that just wasn't part of what I thought, you know, was the plan of what I needed to do. However, I heard myself say, yes, I'll give your daughter lesson because it's January, cold, and we're not competing right now. So we decided on a day that her daughter would come out and ride. And as the car was driving up our farm driveway, it occurred to me that I don't have any lesson horses to give riding lessons to her little daughter, Grace, on. And so I'm standing there in the barn going, Oh my goodness, God, you know, what horse am I going to use for a riding lesson? And I heard that small little voice, Small Town. And I laughed, and, you know, you think in your mind, that won't work because, one, that's my husband's horse. Two, he's highly trained and not a lesson horse for a beginner. So, again, I heard that small little voice say, Small Town. So I pull him out of the stall and have him ready for when a little Grace walks in the barn. she is about 50 pounds soaking wet, just a tiny little girl. And when she sees this enormous horse, she looks at me with big saucer eyes and says, "Miss Diane, is this the horse I'm going to take lessons on?" And I said, swallowed twice and went, "Yes." And she walks up to him. Small Town puts his big head down, and she cups his face with her little hands and looks at me and says, "I just love big horses." So the connection was definitely made. God knew what he was doing. And, immediately Small Town just loved his little girl. Mm-hmm. He was so gentle and patient with her as she learned to ride. And he was just, very slow, very patient, packed pink around all the time, and just seemed to love it. But then when Larry would rope on him, it was game on as usual. So what the lesson I learned in this is that we may have in our minds what our jobs or what our focus or what our purpose in life is, but if we listen to God, sometimes it's very, very different. And I always know when I listen to God, his plans are always not what I'm expecting, but always better. So I think the moral of this story is definitely to listen to that small, still voice, as God has great and wonderful plans for you.
Wow. That's all I have to say. Diane is, wow, I just love that. I just love that. And you know what I particularly love? Because, to be completely transparent, I had a caller on my last show that I really did not, one of my dear friends, actually, and I was trying to figure out how to get everything I could get done in the segment that I had, and I was running out of time. And I failed to pray because I just felt like I handled it poorly. But
right.
I'm just sitting there thinking about you were put in a position that you didn't know exactly what to do. And so you did the right thing, which was to pray. Just beautiful, just beautiful. And I thought, wow, I had a golden opportunity, God, to find out how to handle this because I really didn't know how to. And, because obviously all my callers are very, very dear to me, and I would love for somebody to call in and talk about James, which is 866-348-7884, including Clay if he would like to call back. So thank you. That's just so practical and so wonderful. Dr. Carson, that's part of what I love about what you are. He's pastor. Yeah. I sometimes listen to my boss who loves to
call people a doctor.
But anyway, Pastor Carson has such practical, one of the things I'm really, really excited about this coming year is every one of these things I helped record were things like, man, I need to be thinking about that every day. I really, really need to be thinking about that. And so, it's really cool to incorporate this into our life as we had a chance to hear these on the radio. But, every one of them is like, man, just God, I guess, ordered, because you're praying as you're putting them together, right?
Absolutely. Because we want, God's word is going to feed our soul. It's also, it's teaching us how to live. And if we went with Psalms 1:2 today, we would have talked about how we're supposed to be meditating on the word day and night. And to meditate is to be chewing on the word so that it becomes part of your life. And it doesn't stop with just thinking on it, but it's thinking on how to now put it into action. So what I try to do with Date the Word is give you the verse, but then one thought of how do you put that verse into action, and then you're able to memorize the verse, think of the date, and now the verse that goes with that date, and then now how do I put this into action? God never gave us his word just to be for information. He gave it for application that brings about transformation.
So I'm just thinking, because you've been doing this for how long?
20 years.
Okay, so... and I know a lot of folks have memorized a lot of scripture, but in your own life, what this must have done, because every day you've got this going on, yep. And it's got to be almost every time you see something happen, James 3:6, and I just imagine all what the fruit that's available.
Yeah. And one reason I have been excited about this is how it had changed my own life. And I didn't get saved until I was in my early 20s. And I had to have my mind renewed. And one of the best things ever happened was right off the bat, a discipler said, okay, you've got to get Psalms 119:11 in your life because of verse 9, Psalms 119:9. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. And then verse 11, your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. And so immediately I'm being challenged to not just read God's word, but to memorize it. From memorizing now comes the meditation that will lead to the application and the transformation. And Bill Crawford was my discipler and said, you got to memorize scripture. And so I'd look at numbers and I'd see like in the morning, you wake up 6:33. You wake up 6:33, you see 6:33. First thing I think of is Matthew 6:33. Today is another day to seek first the kingdom of God.
That's just, that's beautiful. And it happened to, I'm trying to think of the movie with the guy that was, everything was the Noah passage in Genesis that said he had to go get gopher wood. But Almighty. It was like 6:33 right. or something when you said that. I was like, wasn't that the passage that it was Genesis 6:33 that he had to go get gopher wood? And then there was this sign of this gopher. It said gopher wood.
And there was
this truck with wood. Anyway. You know, with my sense of humor, you can imagine that cracked me up. But yeah, I mean, and you know, interestingly, I came to Christ late too, like in my pretty late 30s. It was 1991. And almost immediately, God brought Ted Burton into my life through Christian Businessmen's Committee. And he would give me a list of scripture to memorize. Not like you have, by the way. Oh my goodness. But what a difference that makes in your life. Over the years, to have those verses available when you're, and the prayers. It takes horse sense to get this ideas in. I love your book, Amy. Diane, I mean, we got Amy Cabo coming up after the break and all kind of callers about James. So stay tuned. So much more coming up.
Today's date to God's word with the hope that it becomes more memorable to you. And today's date is January the 2nd, the first month and the second day, or 1-2. And today we have for 1-2, 3 John 1-2. John writes, "Dear friend, I pray that you may prosper in every way and be in good health just as your soul prospers." From 3 John 1:2, what are you praying? What are your desires for your friends? May I summarize it? May you be fruitful in the coming year. What a great prayer from 3 John 1:2. Dear friend, I pray that you may prosper in every way and be in good health just as your soul prospers.
Yes, it's Kingdom Pursuits 2021. How fun. We get to continue the adventure, and we have got some poster children for people giving God. God's given them a passion. Pastor, I'm never going to write that again. Pastor Dwayne Carson, who has Date the Word. You just got a chance to hear that. His passion for the Word of God and finding ways to memorize it and actually apply it to everyday life. And then also we have Diane Moshira, who is the author of The Horses of the Second Wind Farm. Their lives are lessons. And if you heard her in the last segment, oh my goodness. I mean, just absolutely all sorts of horse sense that we're transponding here today at Kingdom Pursuits. So very fun. We have Amy Cabo, the host of The Cure, is on with us. Amy, you've got a big show coming up today, good versus evil in 2021. So tell us about it.
Yes. It's an amazing show. It seems like life is a constant battle of good against evil, for which God is bigger. And there's no greater example of somebody who saw it firsthand than Brain Carotto, who has experienced both sides, as she started with satanic abuse. And she became an author, a podcaster. She survived breast cancer. She became a prayer warrior and a Christian counselor. A true example of God's grace and love and ultimate protection.
That's beautiful. And Amy's show with her amazing husband, Boris, who I loved last week when he said, well, maybe that's when I wasn't so amazing. That was a great line. It was a great line. It comes on at 1 o'clock today, and it is live, so you can call in. And I love the calls that you guys get, Amy. So it's 1 o'clock on the Eastern on the Truth Network. Thank you for calling in, Amy.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay, have a great show.
A beautiful day, and God bless.
God bless, and Happy New Year. So there you go. Okay, so I don't know. If you're like me, you want another horse story. So we got Diane back with us. Diane is the author again of The Horses of Second Wind Farm, Their Lives and Our Lessons. But before we get to the story, I got to know the Second Wind Farm. I'm guessing that name has some significance. And we just lost her again, Diane's. But I imagine it's got some significance. But why don't we move on with Pastor Carson? Once you get something stuck in your mind, it's like your brain is a terrible thing to waste. But again, this is the whole feature that you're going to be hearing now on the Truth Network is big time connected to what you guys are doing as the head of school, right, at Salem.
Yes, sir. We want students memorizing scripture all the time. Again, it changes our lives. And if you don't get the word in, the world is going to be getting in. You know, you go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Where we're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. Well, if you don't get the word in, that world just creeps right in, and all of a sudden you're thinking and doing the worldly things. Well, if you want to do what God wants, you want God's word in your life. And I also like to use this, Robbie, as a way of telling people their birthday verse. And I don't know if there are any listeners out there that want to call in and find out what their birthday verse is, but each day I send out through my Facebook, if there's their birthday, I'll send them a verse for this date, the date of their birth. And I even have former students now on Facebook, they have a child born, I tell them this is the birth date, not the birthday, but the birth date verse for their child. Just another way, how do we get God's word to be more memorable? Just a tool.
It's absolutely beautiful. So, Diana, hopefully you're with us. Diane, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, wonderful.
There she is.
Wonderful. So good to have you back. So, the title of your book, The Horses of Second Wind Farm. I'm very curious about Second Wind Farm. Where did that come from?
Second wind is actually an expression that both my husband and I have used all of our life. The second wind is what you get after you're completely spent and worn out, but then you rally again and you get new inner energy and such. That's called your second wind. And so we both had instances in our lives where this farm came about at the time that we were getting our second wind. So what we also like to do is encourage people that you can get your second wind, too.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, when you're born again, you get a second wind.
I mean, yes,
it's absolutely the case. So if you got another story for us.
Yes. One of my other favorites involves a horse by the name of 45. And so this horse has a number for a name. And most
a high caliber horse.
exactly. Most horses will have what they term a pedigree, which is, you know, it details who their parents are, the father and the mother side. So it would be the the mare and the stallion. However, this particular horse came to us without a pedigree. So he's just kind of a common Joe. He's just kind of, you know, I guess in the dog world, he'd be a mutt. So we didn't know much about 45 when we purchased him. But what 45 is, he's a heel horse. My husband and I team rope. So he ropes the head, and then I rope the heels. And I was needing a new heel horse, and so we had looked at many horses and just couldn't find one that really fit me and just, you know, was what I was needing until we met 45. Well, the way 45 came into our lives is Sunday morning we were driving home from church, and I was, you know, talking about trying to find a horse, a heel horse to replace one that we had lost. And my husband called a friend of ours, and the friend said, yes, I actually do know of a heel horse, and he's coming through your neighborhood or coming through your part of the country today. Can they stop and stay at your farm? And it was absolutely. So I love when God actually sets up for you the blessings that he has. And so sometimes we don't have to struggle in life. We just have to relax and let God provide in God's timing. Well, the timing was right, and 45 was unloaded off of our friend's trailer. And when I first met him, he's very detached, kind of like detached people who have been through trauma in their life. You know, they're very guarded and pleasant, but just very guarded. So as we saddled 45 to try him out to see how good of a rope horse he was impeccable as a rope horse. I mean, an absolute doer, and he would do everything absolutely to perfection. So we did purchase him.
Wow, however, Diane, I hate to stop you in mid-story, but we got to go to another break. I'm excited to hear about what happens to 45. And, you know, it's really a beautiful thing. I know the rest of the listeners are. Plus, we have a birthday scripture for Fail in Greensboro. When we come back, she may know who James was, too. Who knows? Or you can call us at 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion, as we certainly have poster children for that today, and how God uses that to build the kingdom. So today we have Pastor Dwayne Carson with Date the Word and Diane Mashira, who is the author of The Horse of the Second Horses of the Second Whim Farm, Their Lives, Our Lessons. And we left 45, a very high caliber horse, if I might say so.
Yes.
It was a good rope horse, but we're dying to hear about the guarded part. So take us, Diane, where you were going.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a little excerpt out of the book that kind of finishes out his story.
I think it'd be great.
And emotionally, he was wary and very watchy of everything. Social interaction in the past for him must have been sketchy and obviously unfavorable. However, his eyes were quiet and kind, so I knew his soul was as well. I relate to 45. I, too, am a doer and often socially awkward and wary. Give me a job, and it is done. Give me a social situation, and I often will wander my way through it, not confidently knowing exactly what is expected or what to do. People can be complicated, complex, and unpredictable. The same situations often bring different reactions from people you have known for a long time. A simple truth spoken may produce hurt feelings in one person while bringing revelation to another. Navigating the seas of personal relationships requires a good map and a good navigator. For 45, I hope to be a good navigator, showing him that people can be trusted and that peace can and will be extended. I also hope he learns that life is not all work and no play. In both, we can find the joy of good companionship and camaraderie. I hope he learns he is loved and accepted for who he is and for what he does. Jesus is the ultimate navigator of my life and a well-lived one. The Bible is the map, and I hope, like 45, to know in my knower and have firmly rooted in my heart that my worth comes from whose I am, not what I can accomplish. That I can put aside the doing when I need to be just being. 45, the horse with a number for a name, is a good book already, but will become a great book as more of his secrets are revealed.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Diane. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Absolutely gorgeous. And we have Fail is in Greensboro, has been waiting to tell us, or actually find out her birthday scripture. So, Fail, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you for calling.
And I wanted to tell Brother Carson, he said something that I always say. I tell people all the time, I never say happy birthday. I always say Happy New Year on their birthday. And I always tell them, I say, you weren't born in 2020. You weren't born on this day. I say, this is your birth date. And I always say, and this is the new year for you. I say, your new year didn't start January the 1st. So,
wow, that's brilliant. Way to put that together.
Yeah, and I always say Happy New Year on their birth date. So my birth date is March 8th.
So I'm guessing that's 3-8.
3-8. And well, I really like 1 Peter 3-8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. What a great verse for you. And that's what you're doing with people when you're telling them about having a happy new year. You're being so helpful to them. I love this.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, Phil, you did say.
You said 1 Peter 3:8.
And you could go with 1 John 3:8 as well, but 1 Peter 3:8, I think, fits you great.
Thank you. And one more thing. As far as James, James was Jesus' half brother. He was born from Mary. And so he is the brother, half brother of Jesus. And one thing I like about James, he was known to have knees like a camel.
That's right.
Because he stayed on his knees so much praying, it came so callous that they called him that he was known to have, callous knees.
Yeah,
he was
beautiful.
Known as Old Camel Knees. I love
old
that.
Old Camel Knees. Yes.
And also, clearly from the verse, he was a bondservant. That's what I got. Not to get him.
But see, people don't understand, what bondservant really means. Bondservant really means that I am worshiping and I am giving all to the Lord Jesus Christ, not because I have to, it's because I want to. And if you go back to, I can't think of the chapter right now, but But anyway, when you were talking about the bondservant, when the slaves were free, some of them wanted to stay. They didn't want to leave their master because the master was so good to them.
That's right.
So what they would do, they would put like an earring in the ear of the slave, and people would walk by and say, wait, this is a 7 year. That slave is not supposed to be there. He's supposed to be free. But when they would see the earring in the ear, they knew then that he was a bond servant. He was there because he wanted to be, not because
Oh, that's just beautiful, Fail. I hate we ran out of time on you. But
just
absolutely great stuff. Thank you for calling in, and we're going to get something out to you. Beth Ann's going to get your information. I'm going to put you on hold. But meanwhile, I want to tell everybody, obviously, that you can find this book, right? The Horses of Second Wind Farm at kingdompursuits.com. There you can, Diane, absolutely beautiful book. We're very excited to see that. And again, we got Dr. Carson with Date the Word coming on. But right now, you get to hear, right, James Banks with Encouraging Prayer, followed by The Masculine Journey Starts Here Now, then Nikita Koloff, and then The Cure. Oh, there's so much truth coming at you on the Truth Network.
This is the Truth Network.